AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are higher at the closing bell. Also in New York, Fed Chair Jerome Powell spoke about the need to remain independent.
That gives us the ability to make these decisions for the benefit of all Americans at all times, not for any particular political party or political outcome. We're supposed to achieve maximum employment and price stability for the benefit of all Americans and keep out of politics completely.
Speaking at the New York Times Deal Book Summit, Powell addressed a question about President-elect Donald Trump's numerous public criticisms of the Fed and Powell himself. Trump has insisted that as president, he should have a say in the Fed's interest rate policies. President-elect Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been talking to senators. Sources tell the AP questions about Hegseth's behavior have Trump considering alternatives, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Hegseth told Megyn Kelly on Sirius XM, Donald Trump has his back.
I want readiness, accountability, standards, warfighting. Pete, that's you, that's me, clean house of the woke crap.
Asked by Kelly if he sexually assaulted a woman, Hegseth said absolutely not. A suspect is still at large in New York. The CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, was shot and killed this morning outside a hotel in Manhattan. Joe Kenny is chief of detectives.
The motive for this murder currently is unknown, but based on the evidence we have so far, it does appear that the victim was specifically targeted. But at this point, we do not know why.
Kenny says the suspect was last seen in Central Park. Power is slowly being restored to parts of Cuba. One of the island's major power plants failed, leaving millions without electricity. The team looking for a missing Pennsylvania woman believed to have fallen into a sinkhole determined an abandoned coal mine is too unstable for people to safely search underground. They still expressed hope Elizabeth Pollard will be found alive. This is AP News. South Korea's opposition wants to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol after his brief declaration of martial law.
That drew heavily armed troops to encircle parliament in Seoul before lawmakers climbed walls to re-enter the building and unanimously voted to lift his order. Impeaching Yoon would require the support of two-thirds of parliament, and at least six justices of the nine-member constitutional court would have to support it to remove him from office. The motion, submitted jointly by the main opposition Democratic Party and five smaller opposition parties, could be put to the vote as early as Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France's far-right and left-wing lawmakers joined together in a historic no-confidence vote prompted by budget disputes that forced Prime Minister Michel Barnier and his cabinet members to resign, a first since 1962. President Emmanuel Macron will need to appoint a new prime minister. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.